And here we go. What is up?
What's going on, everybody?
You Wouldn't Get It, episode 31. We're excited to bring you some great content per usual. As we always start off, little phone number reminder, 215-278-8898. Questions have been coming in. It's been good to answer them for you guys. And we're also out here with skits on our TikTok.
Yep. Yeah, me and Steve wanted to start making some skits. So if you want to see us do some comedy.
Comedy, live in action.
Check out the TikTok.
Yeah. You Wouldn't Get It pod. But Chris, let's hop into our first topic. I'm a little jumpy today. Woo!
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good today,
right? I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, let's do our controversial topic slash opinion. We like to start the podcast off a little lighthearted, right?
Sure.
So, without further ado, mind reading. Do we or do we not believe mind reading would or would not be worth it?
Yeah, would mind reading be worth it? Would it be worth it to be able to read people's minds?
Yeah. And that's an interesting one, because I feel like with that, you would be able to, like, cut out a lot of, like, bullshit, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, you could just skip over it. Like, oh, I won't even talk to this girl if she's just not interested, maybe. I don't know. You know what I mean? Or, like, you wouldn't waste your time doing this or that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But also, I mean, I say things in my mind that I don't mean.
That's a good point, too. Yeah. I could see both ways.
How many times have you been driving and you go, man, I'm just going to swerve off the road and go off the interstate highway?
We've all thought about it. Right. Not actually, but like you're always like, man, what would happen if I just like yanked this wheel and just like went into this wall, rock wall?
We were driving the other day and I was like, yo, Chris, you know what's crazy? Around this bend, if you just like passed out, we would go into the body of water.
Yeah.
So think about if you're someone that can read minds and you're driving, you'll be paranoid because someone will be like, eh, whatever, I'm just going to crash my car. And you're just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I definitely see that. But then I look at the other side of it, play a little devil's advocate, and I'm like, I think sometimes it's like the ignorance is bliss thing we talk about. Maybe I'd rather not know.
I would too. I think I agree with the controversial topic, which is mind reading would not be worth it. But if I could use it in certain scenarios,
that's a good point. If you could turn it off,
you know, obviously, I think that'd be optimal.
That'd be really optimal because maybe a girl at first is like, oh, like, I don't like him, but maybe, like, that's not truly like if you actually talked to her, she would like you. I just kind of thought about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, go up to her, give a pickup line.
Give her a pickup line.
Which we might talk about a little later.
Ooh.
And then turn it on.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying.
So if she's like, dude, the dude's 5'9", no shot in hell.
Yeah, but he's funny as hell.
Yeah, well, and then turn it back on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like selective hearing.
Yeah, you get into a job interview, you're like, okay, I'm going to turn it on. We're thinking about offering him. Dude's thinking, we're thinking about offering $67,000. He's like, I want $75,000.
Dude, that's a great point. I mean? Yeah, the mind reading could be good for that, stuff like that.
And then you know what his boundaries are.
Or like if you can mind read, you'd know if they're like maybe a serious person or they kind of like jokes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like maybe you could communicate better with people.
Yes. It's almost like being a fly on the wall.
Yeah. Instead of like, you know, testing the waters with people.
Yep.
Like we're always doing that. When we're meeting new people at like the bar or maybe anywhere really.
Because if you see our skits, you'll think we're nuts, but it's all comedy. It's all funny.
If you guys want to watch some funny skits, you haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. No, my God. The ideas that we've had are...
We're trying to do like two a week, right? Like something like that.
Two, three a week. Just get them up for you guys. Listen, we've talked about it. We want to we have a lot of ideas and we have, I guess we could say we have like the platform. It's more that we just have the account that's already committed to comedy.
We finally had a good TikTok post. I mean, it was an old video, but it kind of went not viral, but I mean, we got 800 and something likes on it, guys.
Yeah.
Christ, we were battling out here for 10 likes. So, I mean, we'll take it.
Our
goal's over 1,000.
You know what I would use the mind reading for? Understanding the TikTok algorithm.
Yeah, no, really, though.
Because I can't buy a like.
Yeah. No, but we just did.
No,
we
I'm kidding.
Good.
We've been doing good the past couple of days. We appreciate all your guys' support.
It's linear growth.
Yeah, we've been staying consistent. I love how this mind reading turned into us just, like, talking about our progress. But
it's nice to throw it in there.
It's funny, speaking of progress, like, I wish we could have not read our minds, but it's so funny thinking back to our old podcast where we'd be, we talk about this all the time. We'd say something like, dude, did you do your homework this week cleaning the bathroom? And we act like people wanted to hear that.
Yeah, and then like Steve would be like, no, I didn't do it. I'm like, oh, that's detention. you got to clean the bathroom that like we should already be doing that in the first place, right?
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, did you find time to watch American Beauty? And you're like, well, Which we did find time to do that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we did.
But you're like, well, I mean, I have 10 papers due. I'm a college student.
Yeah.
Stop putting pressure on me.
Yeah. And we're like inflicting punishment upon one another. It's just such an interesting way to do the pod. But we got it in order, guys. We think we actually provide a decent podcast.
And we're always looking to improve, but
for sure.
Chris, back to the topic. Let's end with what's something that you feel like off the bat mind reading would be worth it, but then you think about it and it's definitely not worth it.
Oh no, I definitely would go back to the thing where like if I'm like, oh, I might go up to this girl and talk to her. Mm-hmm. I think at first I'd be like, okay, I'd rather want to know so I don't waste my time. But then again, I feel like that would backfire because like, okay, maybe she might not be interested in you in first, but like maybe if you like shot shooted your shot or something.
Yeah, right.
I might have said that wrong, but
shot your shot.
Yeah, shot your shot and just kind of went up to her and like she thinks you're funny. Maybe she would like you. You know what I mean? So I feel like it could like sound good, but like inherently it's not. You know what I mean?
Or, yeah. Like, it'd be interesting to see how some of the most confident people that speak at large settings, like whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or past presidents.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Read their mind while they're speaking. Because I'd love to, I think you could take a lot from that and be like, wow. Or if it's a great speaker in general.
I think we can kind of guess what those two are thinking, though, about one another. Like Biden's like, this guy's an absolute idiot and jackass. And Trump's probably thinking the exact same thing.
Not about each other. I meant
gotcha. In general.
But that's a funny point, like, to actually hear, especially politicians, dude.
Oh, my God.
To hear what politicians, first off, here's a great one. It's hearing what politicians, off the bat, you might be like, I want to hear what politicians are thinking, but then it might be so crooked and corrupt that you're like,
that's what I was
honestly
thinking too.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, like, maybe they're, like, covering stuff up, lying about stuff, so then you're, like, in their head, they're like, yeah, these idiots actually believe this, and you're like,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like, damn.
I know. So I would say, all in all, my opinion would be that if I had the option to only have it one way or another, I would choose to not have mind reading.
I agree. Yep.
Cool. Let's get into our headlines that caught our eyes, one of our favorite segments. And it was a bit, you know, I won't lie to you guys, it was a bit dry this week. But we did have one that was Philly local and then one up in San Francisco. Well, we'll start with the Philly local one. The Phillies have started. I think that was opening day last Thursday.
Yep.
And or Friday, and I believe we're 3-2, but Alec Bohm, the third baseman, committed a few errors on, I believe it was Monday night, the game versus the Mets, where we were down, I think, 3-4 runs. And after a play where the Phillies fans sarcastically cheered because Bohm actually got an out after a few errors, he looks to, I forget which teammate, and says, I effing hate this place. And many people were saying, oh, did he say, can we just end this, please? But he actually...
Some people thought he said, I hate those plays.
Yeah, yeah. But he actually apologized afterwards and owned up to it.
Yeah, he actually admitted saying it.
So there's a lot to unpack here.
I mean, I kind of can respect that, though.
I know,
like,
yeah.
Like, a lot of people were comparing it to, like, Wentz or Ben Simmons. Like, you know what I mean? Like, where they kind of just, like, would never just own up to things. And, like,
no.
He kind of was just like, yeah, I mean, F it. I said it. You know what I mean? And, you know, it was kind of a heat of the moment thing. And, like,
for sure,
comparing it to your job, like when I'm at my job, sometimes in my head, I'm talking to coworkers, I'm like, I hate this place. And then when I get home, I'm like, oh, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I know it's a little different. He's probably getting paid millions of dollars. But, I mean, we all say it. It's, at the end of the day, it is work for him, right?
Yeah. I saw a tweet that said, I've said way worse things about my
100%
employer to other employees out loud. So it's like, yeah. But it is respectable to own up to it. I love seeing that. Philly, there was a tweet that was like, Philly fans, it's such a Philly fan thing to be, I got it, like, it's cutting out of my headphones. Is that for you too?
Yeah, but it's good now.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that, guys. It's such a Philly fan thing to hate a guy because he said he hates the place, but then love him even more because he owned up to saying that he hated
the place.
Yeah,
like, he literally went on, like when he came out yesterday, during yesterday's game, everyone just cheered for him. It's like, that just doesn't get more Philly than that, right?
Yeah. Philly fans are different animals.
Yeah. City of brotherly love, man.
Sometimes.
But hey, they want accountability. Yep. We pay all this money to go to the games, pay $10 for a beer, you know, we want you to win. But like, you know, it's just like kind of like a harsh love kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
overall, do you think Philly fans get a bad rep or do you think it's somewhat accurate?
I think they get a worse rep than a lot of other fandoms.
Yeah.
Like, You know what I mean? Are they bad at times? Yeah, but like, are there other ones that are just as bad? Like at Dallas Cowboys games, people get shot. Is it really that bad? You know what I mean? Like, are we any worse than New York fans? Like, no, probably not.
Let's be real.
Out of proportion.
Let's be real. Everyone wants to see the Philly fans fighting in the stands because they're belligerently drunk. And does any real harm occur? Now, maybe there was. Was there one?
No, I'm just thinking, like, that's probably not the best take. But, like.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the dudes. Here's what I'm talking about. The dudes that are throwing punches and not landing, and they're drunk, and then they get, like, carried out.
Oh, okay.
That's good content, and it's Philly.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
No. I mean, I don't care.
Cancel alert.
No, I'm not canceled. I'm not saying anything.
Hang me out.
I already got canceled by The Rocks last week, so I'm just being on the good side this week.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm playing a little devil's advocate, eh?
What was the one thing the Philly fans did that a while ago? They threw snowballs at Santa?
And they threw batteries.
Really?
They threw snowballs at Santa, batteries at, I don't know if it was a player or what.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when Tony Romo broke his collarbone, they cheered. Fletcher Cox broke his collarbone, and they literally were cheering. Like, we're just kind of scumbags, but...
Yeah, but it's, you know, we're very passionate. You can't take that away from us.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Definitely passionate.
Like, look at the Eagles parade compared to... Do you remember that one video of the Rams? It was a couple years ago.
Oh, my God. It's so sad.
The field goal to send them to the Super Bowl. And
Rams fans are fake.
No, they don't. They aren't real.
They actually aren't real.
And the Chargers—they're
all TikTokers. It's like Charlie D'Amelio or whatever.
Yeah,
name
it's Leonardo DiCaprio showing up to
Charlie
the DeMayo. Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Charlie's in the mayo. Yeah. Charlie shrunk the kids.
Yeah, Charlie's in the mayonnaise.
What's it? Charlie in the
chocolate factory?
Oh, I was thinking of James and the Giant Peach.
I don't even know what that is. Like,
You don't know what James and the Giant Peach is?
No, I know Andre the Giant. I actually don't know what that is, though.
You know the BFG?
Sounds familiar.
The Big Friendly Giant, the book?
No.
They made a movie.
I wasn't
for
a big
it.
Reader as a kid.
No,
that's
why
probably not. Why I'm so dumb.
I would love to. You ever read the Magic Treehouse books?
Yes, I do.
Those
remember
were
those.
Fire.
Yeah, and like Johnny Appleseed.
The Magic Treehouse books were fire. I used to love them. You ever read the Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Okay, books? Yeah, no, that I read Diary of a Wimpy Kid. What's the other one? Captain Underpants or something?
I read Captain Underpants,
yeah. All read some of these dumb books. Hunger Games I read.
Hunger Games.
I read one of the Harry Potter books.
If I looked back and read a Captain Underpants book right now, my head would probably explode.
You know the biggest scam of all time as kids was the...
Scholastic Book Fair.
Scholastic Book Fair. I'd go in there and I'd buy one of those crazy... I wasn't even about the reading. They're calling it the Scholastic Book Fair. I'm going in there to buy the cool pens that have like the eyes that like bulge out.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Like I was buying bookmarkers. I didn't even own a book.
The little floppy plastic things that you flop and then they boom, shoot up.
Oh,
you know what I'm
talking
about?
I do know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had like cool highlighters.
Yeah.
For $10, it's a scam. They're scamming kids.
I'm asking my parents for $25.
Yeah.
This is like
my dad's looking at me like I'm nuts.
This is 2007.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I got it. You got to give me $25, man. I'm gonna get this book, dude. And he's like, okay, that's good. My son's gonna be educated. You know what I came home with? A pen with like googly eyes and a highlighter and a bookmark.
Yeah, honestly.
And he's like, well, what's that for without the book? I'm like, what's the fun in that?
Meanwhile, Chris, we have a library right in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
That we just never went to. Mm-hmm. I went to it, actually, but...
Went to it with Poppy, yeah.
Isn't it weird? I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent, but isn't it weird that when you get to sort of like later years in grade school and then high school, it gets weird to read?
People look at it as weird to read. But then you get into college again, and people are kind of like promoting it again. Like, there's like a time period where like I feel like most people don't read, and then you kind of get back into it as you get older.
Which is so... It's just so dumb, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I feel like we were on that for a little while. You want to talk about the next headline? Because I don't know this one that well.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw this on Twitter the other day, and apparently a self-driving car was pulled over in San Francisco, right? So the cops go up to the window because one of the lights was out, and there's no driver. There's no one in the driver's seat. There's no one in the car at all, and I'm pretty sure it was a publicity stunt by a company called Cruise.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say it was like a Tesla and someone jumped out.
No one jumped out. The thing was driving by itself. I don't trust
these. Okay, is that like, I mean, that can't be legal, right?
No. And I don't trust these self-driving cars.
Really? I kind of do. I trust it more than the idiots on the road, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
They're built pretty well.
I don't know.
Like, but like they, most of them are just built to do like highways and a little bit residential, but not all. You know what I'm saying? Because on the highways, there's the white line. Like that's how Teslas work. Like the whatever the sensors note like follow the white lines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why they don't recommend doing it around town as much.
I see.
If it can prevent deaths, I mean, from idiots texting and drunk driving, I mean, Jesus. Not that you should be getting in a Tesla drunk anyway, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If it can prevent deaths one day, I mean, I'm all for it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I see it as like, it just, you know what? They're probably better drivers than half the people we got on the road today.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You know, you got like, dude.
You got someone tweeting while they're on the road.
You got someone going 30
sending a Snapchat
in the left lane on 95.
Yeah, you got Addison Rae Snapchatting Bryce Hall on 995, holding up traffic.
Yeah,
make a TikTok on her rooftop.
Yeah, like come on, dude. wait, what? Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think you should be doing that as a publicity stunt. Like that company would be canceled if something happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, whatever company did that, they can't be around much longer, I feel like. That's definitely not good.
Yeah.
What was the stunt? No, that it was just funny that, like, a...
It was, you know what, it was, like... that was it, actually. That was the stunt.
Yeah.
It was... They just let the car go, and it was going slow, and they wanted the... I don't know. But San Francisco is an interesting place.
Oh, definitely.
A ton happens in San Francisco. Zodiac Killer.
It's like a very nice town, but it also has like, you know, L.A. and San Fran has a high like poverty rate and homelessness.
Yeah, homeless rate.
Yeah.
Although I heard they're cleaning, if you can call it cleaning it up.
Yeah, well, they've been saying they're
that's
cleaning
what
up
they're
Philly,
saying, but really they're just evicting homeless people from being in certain spots. It's like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is crazy. How they'll put like preventative measures on park benches and stuff like that's messed up. Like, why? I mean, where do you want them to go? You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's terrible. At least to let them sleep on a bench, but I never understood that.
Yeah.
I always think about the people in Philly when, like, a lot of like, the homeless people here, when it gets wintertime and it's really cold, that's insane. I mean, I don't even know how they do it.
Or when it's raining a ton.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. I always think about that when I'm driving and I see them. I'm like, that's terrible. That's our goal, guys. One day, if you guys allow us to blow up, maybe we'll help some homeless people.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. We've talked about this before. Giving back is we talked about it. That's how you live life to the fullest, is giving back.
100%.
And there's no, because you know what? I am confident that everyone has a story and everyone has unique unique qualities about them. So something that I would want to do is like just go up and meet random homeless people and help them achieve their dream.
Yeah. And like my thought process is like, yeah, I might not be able to like help everyone in the world, but even if I just helped one or two people in my lifetime that were really down and like literally had nothing. I mean, you die and you're like, dude, I did something pretty positive for the world, don't you think?
Maybe you
like,
inspired.
That'd be awesome.
And think about it. All those YouTubers or whatever that made the videos that are like giving back to the homeless, they sort of inspired us in a way. And then you can inspire people that come after you.
And I have no problem with people making money off like helping people because like you can kind of use that money to help more people.
Yep.
But I mean, if you're using that just solely for the money, that's messed up. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
If you can profit and help more people, that's awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's why I like the Steve Will Do It guy. He's pretty cool with that.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of people.
Helps a lot of homeless
Mr. Beast.
Out. Mr. Beast
gives back a lot. Yeah. That's our goal, guys. So hey, you got a philanthropic group of friends here.
Yep,
so.
Definitely. We're not completely money-driven people.
Not at all. We were talking about this earlier. I don't want to harp on it too long.
No,
but,
you're fine.
I don't think we're money-driven at all. I think it's just more of can I wake up, have the freedom to do what I want to do?
Yeah.
And still, I mean, obviously, we want to. Just not just get by.
No. Like we're definitely striving for the best, but like we're not striving for like that like crazy goal. Like we just want to like, you know, I want to be able to just have fun and also like do everything I want to do. But you know what I'm saying? Like it's that in the middle ground kind of. You
yes, 100%. Yeah.
But yeah, that was a fun headlines that caught our eye. Would you say?
I think so. Yeah.
So guys, into our reactions, one of our newer segments. So we pretty much go on Reddit and find like a question that we like. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of like read people's responses, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So we have a good question this week. So we have, what's the craziest thing an ex-friend / lover has done to you?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I had to find. With
no, it's all right. That's all right. Why don't you take yours first?
Yeah. So the first one that I found, guys, it says, I woke up from a heavy night of drinking next to my ex. She asked me if I wanted to try to put a baby in her, and when I said no, she pulled a knife on me asking if I wanted to die.
Wow.
That really jumped, like, the ultimatum there is pretty insane. Like, that really jumped the gun, wouldn't you say?
So, yeah, that's a big mood shift.
Because, like, if he said yeah, she'd be like, oh, bet. But then he was like, no, and she's like, oh, bet, you're going to
oh, bet you're dead.
You're going to effing die right now.
I don't get people that
I'm going to gut you like a fish.
That can switch, that can just boom, switch like that.
You know,
it's crazy.
Going through Reddit, I realized there are some, and just reading some of these stories, I realized there are, like, we call ourselves crazy. No. We're quite normal in that range.
Yeah,
there
honestly.
There are insane people.
Like, we might have a
insane.
We might have a crazy style of comedy and what we find funny, but at least we have some morals.
Oh, yeah, and we're like, actually normal.
I never think about pulling a knife or trying to kill someone, especially because they wouldn't put a baby in me.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah.
You know, it's like that.
I mean, you don't got to convince me. I don't want a baby, so I'll definitely not be pulling a knife on you for a baby now, guys.
No. But, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that there's some insane, and it's not just girls. There's some crazy guys. Oh my God.
There's craziness all over the world.
It really is.
You know what? It's this social media. It's this mental.
I don't want to harp on this too long, but let me talk about I always think about I could never stab someone. Like to get a knife and put it in something. My God, that feels so wrong.
No.
Oh man, I would not be meant for guerrilla warfare.
No.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't. I we're watching Squid Game. And I'm geeking out. I'm like,
my God, I can't even, I couldn't even be a doctor with blood and all that. Oh.
No, yeah. That's why we're trying to be podcasters.
That's why we're trying to be podcasters and maybe some comedians, guys.
And maybe make some films so that we just have to fake that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Not actually live through it. Yeah, I got a funny second one, too. This second one's pretty funny. But I like that one a lot, the first one. This one says, it's obviously the same question. They helped me pack. They knew I was putting things into storage and put raw chicken into a Rubbermaid with appliances they knew I wouldn't open for months.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's nuts.
That's cynical.
That's premeditated.
That's pretty funny, though, because, like it's not necessarily causing any, harm. But, I mean, you're effing those appliances up. They are going to stink.
They're going to stink for the rest of their life.
Oh, my God. One time I went on, what's it called? You know when you go to college for, home for break? And, I had, a mini fridge, and I didn't realize, they told us to unplug it, so I unplugged it.
Yeah.
And when I came back, it all melted, and it stunk.
Oh, it gets
the
moldy.
Freezer part, it was vile. We threw the whole mini fridge out. So I can only imagine chicken in a hot storage unit. Oh.
And she's playing, whether it was a guy or a girl, they were playing the long game.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Like, every day they probably woke up with, a smile on their face just waiting for Jim to call or whoever did it.
They probably put a piece of raw chicken in, a lab somewhere just so they could see how bad it would get.
Oh, my God.
Same time period.
It probably stunk.
And it's in the storage unit. You know it's humid in there, dude.
And they're new appliances. That stinks.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, though.
In a Rubbermaid. I mean, That's horrific. I can't even imagine it.
My third story, guys. This one's pretty insane. I've never really heard anything like this before. Are you ready?
Mm, sure.
When I had one lung for a hole between waiting for a donor, I had an ex-friend stab me in the chest where I didn't have a lung because he thought it wouldn't hurt because I didn't have a lung. And then the first comment says, wow, I am so sorry and genuinely flabbergasted.
That's me right now.
That's pretty insane.
So he had a hole in his lung.
I guess he was getting surgery done and didn't have a like a lung on one.
A
lung. I guess you have,
Who raised this dude that stabbed him?
I can just imagine you getting surgery in a week and me looking at you and you're just I'm just staring at you. I'm like, dude, that kitchen knife would look so good in your lungless side. That is crazy.
It'd be such a funny prank. You don't see people without a kidney, and people go up to them and just stab them in the side.
How do you even react to that, Dilly? You're sitting there, and you just see your boy coming at you violently with a knife, and he just stabs you, and you're like, dude, are you serious? are you for real? And he's like, oh, I just wanted to see what would happen.
No, it doesn't. You're not feeling pain, right?
What would happen,
dude?
I got a knife in my chest.
It's like, dude, you ever got a paper cut? Do you feel pain? You got a lung under there? The hell's the matter with you?
That's great. His lung. I got a knife in my neck.
Bruh, how could you be that?
That's so risky, too.
Yeah, because what if you, how do you, first off, does the friend know which lung it is?
I mean, I would hope so, because I honestly, my dumb ass wouldn't.
No, I would, it's a 50-50 chance I'd probably get it wrong.
Puncture his jugular or something.
Yeah, dude, that is, you can't be messing around with that.
Dude, that's insane. Like, Reddit is absolutely insane, the stories people have.
Reddit is just unfiltered, the world unfiltered.
And most of it is true, because, like, it's all anonymous. Like, why would these people make a lot of this up, really? You know, you get much publicity from it.
You get a few upvotes on Reddit.
Yeah, you're not getting, like, rich from it, necessarily.
There's probably no such thing as a Reddit influencer.
No, there's probably not.
Every other...
Except, like, maybe Wall Street Bets.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, people like that. But besides that, dude, that's insane.
But I think people on Reddit are the ones that, like, don't like the...
Yeah, no, they like the, like, being anonymous.
You know? So, but yeah, dude, I can't... Like, we talked about the stabbing. I couldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
As a joke, are you kidding me? Just puncturing him?
You know, I need more context. Like, I want to know if this guy's still friends with that person. Said, I don't think you can be. That's insane.
He said ex-friend, right?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think that was in it.
Let me see.
And it says what...
It did say ex-friend. All right, I was going to say.
Yeah, and the question was, what's the craziest thing an ex-friend or partner
did? Here's a bit more context just to end with. I wasn't close to him, but he wasn't really mentally well, and he took my jokes about being immune to chest stabs literally, I guess. I'm fine now, of course. Got a new lung and everything, but damn, I remember waking up with a knife in my chest and him being surprised. Wait. Why was he...
He was asleep?
No. He was asleep when it happened, but his friend was surprised. He was surprised he stabbed him?
What on earth?
Entire thing is insane.
And wait, so I guess, you know, you gotta pick your poison, because he did say he's immune to chest stab.
Dude, he did call him out for his bullshit, though.
Yeah, he did.
He really did.
He really did.
There's the motive.
Yeah, there's the motive, and the friend wasn't mental. You know what, Chris? This was probably the drummer that put the
lighter on the guy's leg.
Yep, this is probably the same guy.
It probably is.
He's just going.
If not, this is the bass player.
This is the guy that's going around. Yeah, right. This is the guy that's going around trying to commit crimes, but doesn't want to go. He's dipping his toes in.
Yeah, no, that's true. He's like seeing how far like he can push the needle, kind of.
Which is never good.
No,
never good.
Dude, that's great. It's one of the best ones I read.
Yeah, a lot of context there. So. The last one we have is with what's the craziest thing an ex-friend or partner did. This one says, they got mail delivered to my house. Excuse me. She got mail delivered to my house when she found out I was going to break up with her. Then wouldn't leave when I did break up with her. I called the police, and since she received mail at my house, they said it was officially her residence as well. I had to call my landlord and have him evict me to get her to leave. Once she left, he rescinded the eviction notice, and I moved back in. That's a good landlord.
Dude, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, he's a good landlord. That's pretty wild, though. That's, like, I don't know what state that's in, because, like, that seems like a weird-ass, like law or whatever. It's got to be some weird southern state.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's, like, has these crazy laws or something.
I could see, like, a South Carolina.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Tennessee or, like, like, a Bama or something.
It could get as far as Florida. I could see it.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's a good one, too. That's definitely, like, a Florida rule.
Or, like, a Montana.
Like, if I get my mail sent somewhere. I mean, I get it kind of. Like, that's, like, I get it kind of, but not really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can get your mail forward to an I don't know.
We have a good landlord, but I think Jason would do, I think our landlord would do this for us.
Oh yeah, no, he definitely would. He's our boy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He literally comes into our house, guys. Sees holes in walls and stuff, cabinets ripped off the wall, and like.
And he always finds the positives in things. He does.
He's always like, yeah. I mean,
we were gonna renovate it anyways.
Yeah. He's like justified. He's like, yeah, I've been there before.
There was a. If you hadn't seen, Chris had a viral TikTok that we talked about a while ago. Of a wooden plank through...
A 2x4
through two sheets of the wall. And, I mean, he just never had any complaints. The landlord.
Now, I will say, I did patch those holes.
Yeah, you patched it up.
So,
but
I did a better job than the contractors do.
But I guarantee you our fence has holes in it. I guarantee you he goes out and says, well, we kind of need a new fence.
I forgot about that. Yeah, guys, we had a fence. And yeah, we have, like...
Dude.
It's like half a fence now. It's to shreds.
That needs to be patched up.
Yeah. I think... end of the school year, we're going to come down here with some planks of wood and patch that up so we don't get charged.
Landlords get a bad rep, which I get, but a lot of times I'm learning about in my real estate and investment class, A lot of times it's the asset managers and the actual owners of the land, not the property manager.
No, that's exactly what it is. Like, Jason's our property manager. He's not the bad guy. It's these people who own, like, 400 units and are, like, price gouging people and making the market so expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
He just works off of what is collected and he gets a percentage
exactly,
of it.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but, yeah, you know, I'm not going to say that landlords are great, but, you know, it says here, it doesn't hurt to have to be on good terms with your landlord.
Some landlords are cool. Like, some landlords will keep your rent, like, flatline, like, the whole time that you live there just because they like someone who's loyal. It just depends who you get. It goes person to person, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but all right, that was a fun segment, right, guys?
Yeah, good first half of the podcast. We'll now turn it over to our sponsors, which I'm not sure if they're here yet, but they're pretty late.
Oh,
usually.
I just heard a dump truck pulling, so that'll be them.
Okay, we're going to go greet them at the door and get their luggage.
You guys can't come in yet.
Wait. Yo, this John live.
Shirt me in buzzing. This John liver than a Polly want a cracker.
The Bernstein Bears. I'm trying to get hammered. Let's get this thing thang, and I'm trying to go Xfinity and get a few brewskis in me.
You heard?
We are the
Keep Philly Fans Scumbags Association.
You know the chant, you know, no one likes us, we don't care. We started that, and we want to keep the historic reputation of our fans alive.
So here's our public service announcement going forward indefinitely, and we need y'all to do what we're finna say at all the tailgates, birds game, bars, whatever you
Infinity. When the Phils can't hit a damn beach ball versus the Mets, we all rush the field and start streaking, and showing off our bald eagle tattoos so they get a breather and can pick it up versus Syndergaard.
When the Flyers are getting pounded by the Ranger dogs, crab icicles from Chevy Silverado's muffler and toss them at the Rangers goalie in hopes to impale them.
Yeah. And when the Sixers are playing like garbage and Harden can't hit shit, immediately shave your head at halftime and glue it to your jawline so we can see we all support the beard. You know what I'm saying? Because the dude, you know, it seems like he reacts to stuff like that.
Nah, I feel you buzzing. And finally, wherever you're at watching the Birds game and you see that Rieger, whatever, drop a wide-open Tutty Westbrook, find the nearest porta-john near the stadium and dismantle the internal plumbing system causing a citywide flood-induced evacuation, so they got to replay the down.
Yeah, but Hurts will probably just sail the john anyways.
Yeah, that john ain't going nowhere near his hands either way, but if it was, he was going to drop the thing.
All right, bro, I'm getting kind of antsy because the Phils are on at one. I only got three T's in me.
I got T-lights. Two.
And I can't streak on the field if I'm not blacked out by three.
So follow us on the Instagram, support the cause, and keep Philly the city of brotherly scumbaggy love.
Okay. No wonder they were late.
That was a good one, though. I like them a lot. They were cool guys.
The Phils start in a few minutes. And
yeah, and they were at, what, two or three Twisted Tees, and they already shotgun 15, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
They said something about taking out the Philly Fanatic. I don't know.
Yeah, no, they said they don't like his rep or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't like his vibe. But we got our Fan 5, guys, our usual Fan 5 at this time of the podcast.
Yeah.
And we got a good one, I think.
Someone asked a good question. They asked us, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Yes.
And it actually only took me and Steve like a minute to think about this because, I mean, everyone's got a couple pet peeves in life, but yeah. I thought both of ours were pretty good. I said those people that have to one-up every story.
Dude, you're sitting there talking about, my dad served in the Marines and he saved this guy. He's like, right, because my dad was the colonel.
He had the Purple Heart Award. You know what I mean?
Really, like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You talk.
He's like, well, you know that movie Saving Private Ryan? That was my dad.
Yeah. And he's like, right, my, well.
And he didn't live his life to the fullest. But, I mean, and you're like, wait, what? DJ, relax, man.
Yeah, it's like, dude, come on, man. You don't have to one-up. People try to one-up everybody on everything, and it's always lies.
No, it's so true. They'll be like, I just got, like, oh, I just won like $1,000 bet. They're like, oh, really?
Because I had a $30,000 parlay last week.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, I just started investing in stocks. They're like, oh, you're 10 years late.
Yeah.
It's like, bruh. Yo, dude, take it easy, man. Like,
it's always the people that don't know what they're doing that are trying to make you feel like you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, or you'll be on a vacation to Florida. Like, oh, really? Because I'm going across the coast of Europe. Like, wait, what? The Mediterranean Sea. What?
Bro, I know you're not.
Yeah. No, you ain't.
Yeah, No, I know you're not. You just went to like Barbados.
But yeah, that's the worst.
Say that.
Like, can't you just say something about the story, say it's funny, and move on?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It ties into mine a lot. Which
it does. I was just about to say that.
Which is my biggest pet peeve. I don't have many. I don't think. I think you're the same way. People who can't be happy for other people. It's like,
yeah, that's a good one.
You know what I mean?
And you know what? I feel like a lot of people are happier for people who aren't their friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you hear someone just, like, got, like, a job promotion, like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like sometimes friends can, like, be, like, this can apply to a lot of times. Like, you'll tell your boy, you'll be like, dude, I just got this job promotion. They're like, oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
It's because, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And those are the people that are ultimately, like, comparing themselves to you on a daily basis.
Yeah, or, like, they'll make fun of you or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, you can either look at it, I think we talked about this last week, but you can either look at it from a point of envy. You're going to be envious of them, probably, but you can either use that as inspiration, or you can try to bring them down.
Yeah, I think that's what we do.
You know?
Well. You
if,
know what I mean?
If you, you know, I saw that you did really well on your, what are they, LSATs?
Yeah, yep.
And that inspired me to, like, you know, do stuff. I wasn't like, man, Chris is this smart. And said, no, I know the hard work you put in,
yeah.
So it
no,
made
exactly.
me even happier for
that's
you.
That's what
so.
I was saying. I feel like me and you use each other as, like, not that we're the most successful people of all time, but, mm-hmm. like, any success do we have to inspire each other, you know what I mean? And not even just success, even, like, daily things, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you inspire me to eat healthier.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be mad that you eat healthy. Like, no. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, dude, I need to eat more vegetables like you do, bro. Like, I eat chicken and rice, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, you know what it is? It's people that know, everyone knows the right things you should be doing, but some people have told themselves lies so they don't have to do the hard work.
Dude, that's facts. I think a lot of people today, like, will kind of, like, do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, instead of, like, looking at it in the positive and using it to drive them,
mm-hmm.
like, a lot of people will just, like, use it to be, like, make fun of them and, like, never actually,
yeah.
like, go after what they want to, if that makes any sense. Like,
basically,
it's so much
yeah.
easier to sit on the outside and just, like, be like, oh, yeah, like, look at them, those tryhards, or look at them, like, they're,
yeah.
like, they look like idiots or whatever. When
yeah.
instead you could be like, oh, dude, that's sick. And I feel like that's what we've gotten into now is, like, being, like,
yeah.
oh, that's awesome for everybody. Like, I don't care what you do. If you love it, and that's awesome. I wish I could do that.
And we've been lucky enough to not get too much hate. But I think, Chris, we experience sometimes, like, you know, I don't, it's not like calling on anyone in particular, but it's like sometimes you can tell when some people aren't happy that, I don't know, first off, you started the podcast. Second off, that it's doing well or that you're having a good time with it. It's just weird.
Yeah, no, it's really weird. Like, or, like, anything. I mean, people just sometimes
yeah.
just don't want to see you winning, right?
It's crazy. And it's the people that are oftentimes at least closest to you in age because they don't want to look at, like,
oh, 100%, yeah.
They have, like, even people that are conscious of it do it, but we all have these hierarchies that we sort of rank people that are
we
like
do.
Us on.
Yeah.
And the second that someone starts moving up, if we don't feel like we're also moving up in our way, then jealousy can start to ensue.
Yeah, I mean, I've looked at it like, do we all get jealous at times? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, as I get older, I'm looking at it like, dude, if you became a famous director, I'm not going to be envious. I'm going to be like, bro, let me be part of the team.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Oh, I'll be your lead counsel. I'll help you with anything. That'd be awesome. Like,
vice
introduce
versa.
Me to so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. Yeah, vice
so,
versa.
Like, if you look at things like that in life, like, I think it's just such a better outlook than being like, oh, yeah, he got so lucky, or, you know what I'm saying, with anything,
yeah.
you know?
There's no such thing as good or bad. It's just thinking that makes us feel like that.
And me and you talked about this. Me and Steve drove home from the shore this weekend, and we had this talk about
oh, we had a
how,
great talk.
Like, I really, truly believe that you can make yourself or your day a lot better by just genuinely being a positive person. Like,
yes.
If me and you were going around being so negative about everything, I'd probably hate my life.
Yeah.
But the fact, like, not every time, but 85, 95% of the time, somewhere in that range, we're just so positive. Like,
yeah,
well, this TikTok flopped, but anyway, at least we have one that got 800 likes the other day.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like, we're just always looking for the positive things, and that just genuinely
yeah.
makes me feel way better than being like
yeah.
all down about shit all the time.
You just gotta keep moving, and you can't have expectations for anything.
Yeah,
you just gotta. And that, what do you know, you're doing now the stuff that you want to do just for the sake of doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if people like it, like, we like doing these skits because genuinely, like we talked about, they were really fun to do in the bar.
Yeah,
and
we think it's fun to be creative, genuinely. Like,
yeah.
Like we'll go up to each other and be like, yo, what do you think about this idea? Sometimes
yeah.
we're like, dude, that's hilarious. Sometimes we're like, eh, that might not work.
Yep, yep.
And it's just like, it's just fun to do, though, either way. Like,
and we've talked about before, we're good at not taking, I think, creative things personally.
Definitely, 100%.
Because there are...
Do we argue? Yeah, but that's
yeah.
that's where you get these great ideas
yes,
from. Is
exactly.
Like, arguing and finding middle ground. Like,
yep.
you know what I mean? Yeah,
100%.
So, yeah, we're definitely getting better at that, but We really took a spin on all that.
No, I like
that. But I think it's a good parlay into our philosophy segment,
right? I think so, too. You're weak.
Yeah, because we're getting so deep in the second half of the pod, guys. Let's keep it going.
Whoa.
So it's my week. I was going to do this a couple weeks ago, but I said, well, we're about to find out.
Nah.
I think I saved this one for this week. I said, if you could choose just one thing to change about the world, what would it be?
Mm.
So I actually didn't put any thought to this yet.
Me neither. And there's going to be a lot of ideas, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think we might get a little deep in this.
Just one thing I wouldn't know off the bat. I think I'll need some discussion to figure that out. But to parlay off what we said, have people, I mean, the thing is, like, you want to say just have people be happier. I think people's positive outlook, just teaching people, I don't know, having people understand the importance and value of a positive outlook, because if you get yourself to a point where you look at everything positively, because you truly can, besides maybe 2.5 to 5% of what happens in life, obviously there's going to be bad times, but if you really look at things as positive, you can romanticize your life, which we talked about, and accomplish a lot, but that would be my thing.
Yeah, this is a tough one, because like I want to say something like get rid of like judgment, but like then I'm like, I don't know, like, because, like, we would all definitely do more things if we got rid of judgment. Mm-hmm. But then I also feel like sometimes, like, the thought of, like, judgment also builds up, like, a little bit of a strong character.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's really tough.
Everything that, I mean, let's be real. Everything that is in the world right now is in there for a reason. Like, judgment, like, we judge other people because you probably had to do that not so long ago. You still have to do it to make sure that, you know, you're not in danger.
You know what? I got a weird one. Just hear me out. This might spark some ideas. But
okay.
I was thinking, like, this is kind of goes a little off the question a little bit. But I was thinking I would change the idea of, like, I believe that, like the word family shouldn't just be about blood. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think, like, I can consider a lot of my friends family. Like, does that make sense? And even their family.
Okay.
Like, I think family should just be, like, this, like, broader term. Where, like, some people in your family are actually just not good people and you don't like. Or,
right, okay.
You know what I mean? And, like, maybe some of your friends, like, treat you about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think family should just be, like, an ambiguous, like, what you consider it kind of thing.
So what would you change about the world in particular? Would it be, like...
That's why I said that kind of really didn't have anything to do with the prom. But, like, that was just something I would just, like, change, like, the... It kind of doesn't. It's, like, in the middle. Like, I would just change the term, like, family to mean, like,
I gotcha.
Literally any, like, friends and blood relatives.
I agree.
Like, you consider what, like, those people in your life are.
I agree. It's actually a perfect tie back, Chris, because family are, honestly, should be defined as the people who are the most happy for your success and vice versa.
Sure.
And the people that will also pick you up if you're down.
100%. And then they'll always... Not have to be, but that most of the time they're always going to be there for you and always, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because before I say what I would change, because I just thought of it, I would say that I saw a great quote that said, it's impossible for someone that is trying to get better and move up and things like that to pull someone who doesn't want to go up. You know what I'm saying? Someone that's down, up. But it's very, very possible. It's actually likely that a person that's down will drag someone that's up down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's because that negative energy is really hard to escape.
Yeah, for sure. What was yours?
So
I'm still thinking. I'm really struggling.
If I could choose to change one thing about the world, off the top of my head, I would try to get rid of homelessness. Now I know
that's what I was gonna say. I was actually thinking that.
I know there's a bunch of things that go into. Account with that, but I would just say that try to get every single person that is homeless, and even people that aren't but feel like they don't have the purpose, just get them to understand what they bring to the world in whatever facet it is unique, and they can use it to find their purpose and build up a living in the way the world is currently constructed.
Yeah, because like I was thinking like homelessness / hunger, because like technically we have all the resources to not have people who are like, you know, without food.
Yeah.
So like, and I get it. Like, this is where the money comes in. Like, there's a whole game of like, well, like, you know, what company is just going to want to give out money to pay for food and all that. But like, it is as simple as like, well, we do have these resources to give food to anybody and everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
so, I mean, it is kind of like a weird concept when you think about it. I know there's a lot of complications that go into that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I would change like, maybe people's, oh, this is what I was going to say. I got it. Mm-hmm. I would change the, and this is specifically American, I would change the work week. Okay. Like, where, we already have talked about this many times, but you would only work, like, 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
Because, like, those extra 20 that you would normally be doing for work, or people who even work more than 40 hours a week, then you could really work on what your true passion is in that free time. Or, honestly, if you just want to do whatever the hell you want. If it's read a book, watch Netflix, yeah, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I feel like we're just exponentially getting into more work and more work and work. Eventually, it's going to be insane.
Yeah.
So I would change that. I would make it so, like, we're more, like, I think it's, like, a European, and, like, I think everywhere around the world's more like this, where work is a part of your life, and we do need it to obviously sustain the world, and right, you know what I mean? We need these workers, we need this. But somehow manage it for where everyone would just work 20 hours a week and make it more feasible. I don't know how that would work, but...
No, it's so... I'm sorry to keep... We're both going on, like,
if me and you had 20 more hours in a week to do what we love, I would just... the whole world would benefit, because everyone would be better at their craft, I feel.
Yep. And, yeah, I mean, with the world hunger stuff and homelessness and such... You said it, there's resources, and it's kind of crazy. It's like the trade-offs, right? With a capitalistic structure, you get really incredible amounts of innovation.
Yeah, and development.
But we've even talked about, Chris, like, how much innovation is too much innovation? Because...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where we're at now, I don't know how comfortable I am with the meta stuff and all that. It's like... You know, I'm not necessarily against it, but and it was bound to happen because we live in a capitalistic structure. But in a day and age where a lot of the problems that are caused are too much social media, which has been innovation, too much, you know, just time on screens, which has been innovation. People need to spend more time in nature. So it's like
that's kind of what I was getting at with the work week, like allowing yourself to like get paid. It sucks to say like get paid similarly, but only work 20 hours a week. But, like, I feel like those 20 hours would also be a lot more effective because you wouldn't seem so daunting as much. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
And you'd be like, okay, I have these projects. Now let me get them done. Like, I work 20 hours a week for the job I'm going full-time to. And while they're conscious that I'm in school and stuff, and they don't put too much on my workload for a 20-hour schedule, I'm like, okay, I have 20 hours this week, so I can hit on my projects in a more efficient manner.
Exactly.
Because I'm like, okay, I can craft it out. Now, when there's 40, then you're, I guess, sometimes looking for other things to do, maybe just checking your email in the office. That's why I like remote work, because my job is super flexible, and they're definitely
over. Remote work's definitely really cool if you can do it.
And my job's a small tech firm, and they are very much of the opinion, work smarter, not harder.
That's I love that philosophy. Like, the idea that, like, you need to, like, if you can get something done, same quality and, like, less time, like, why would I drag it out? It's only, like, we're wasting both of our times.
So exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I love how they, like, they're starting to implement you only work till 1 on Fridays in the summer. It's cool. And I like seeing things trend in that direction.
I feel like these corporations have, like, all these, like, big, like, meetings and stuff where, like, nothing actually gets accomplished. Mm. They could just summarize it in 5 minutes, but they drag it out to these hour, two-hour long
things.
Like, a lot of things in the world need change, but...
Yes.
I'm sure there's some I'm forgetting, but...
But if you had to say right now, if you could choose to change just one thing about the world, what would you say?
Oh, yeah. I would, like I said, I would do, I would make the work week a lot more feasible for people to do what they really want to do and
like
what
that.
They love. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would somewhat similarly, try to get rid of homelessness or hunger through allowing people to not only find their passions, because that's so privileged to say, like, oh, homeless people just haven't found their passions. That's not what I'm saying at all.
No, I didn't get that.
But giving people giving everyone the ability to find that purpose, especially those people who are as unfortunate. Like,
yeah, because I believe like everyone has something that they're good at, whether you believe it or not. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's something that we're all better than each other at inherently. It's just given to you.
But you need
that
environment.
I'm not saying you got to be a singer, you know what I mean, or an actor. But you all have stuff that you probably like, and that even if you're just decent at it, if you like it and you're decent at it, that's awesome.
That's good.
You like playing video games? Like, that's cool as hell. Like, go stream the other 20 hours a week that you would get from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
and. Yeah, but it does take a lot of your environment is a big impact on it, too. But, good.
Yeah, that was a fun philosophy segment. I wish I put more thought into it before, but it was still really good. Like, I think we talked about a lot of cool stuff.
Nah, we're good on improv. This is really a ton of fun doing this podcast.
I really do like it. We get to talk about a lot. We go around, like, joking around all the way to serious stuff. So
yeah.
I hope a lot of people can take something away from it. And, like, If you guys have something that you think, always text it to us, and we'll talk about it on the pod.
Yeah, we are, and we'll give you credit, too. Like, we are very much, let's get the best product out there. Let's connect with as many people as possible.
Yeah, no, you're not offending us.
And let's all romanticize our lives, you know what I mean?
That's and have some fun. Yeah.
And cut out all the BS, but... All right, we got our top fives now.
Oh, man, guys. They get a little lighthearted now, right?
Yeah, back to lightheartedness, and I like this top five. I like it a lot. It is corny pickup lines. Corny pickup lines. We all know them, but you might have forgotten them. We're here to remind you or give us a taste of...
Yeah, we're trying to...
Give you a taste of our own.
Give you a laugh, maybe spark some ideas for you to shoot your shot. I don't know.
Maybe seduce you
through
the podcast.
I know you have a girlfriend, but are you a pickup line? Like, if you were, like, were you a pickup line guy? Because I wasn't.
Well, keep in mind, it was when I was, like, 16, 17.
I know, that's what I'm saying, like, you know.
But...
I guess I have been a couple times, but like a joking one, like a slide in the DM, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
But like nothing crazy. Like I'm not like actually off the top of my head walking up to a girl and like that's some stuff like maybe like my grandpa did back in like the 50s.
I wouldn't try a pickup line, but so let's say that like my girlfriend and I are at a bar and I don't know her and I'm trying to get her number or something today. I would just go over and just try to introduce myself and then react based on what she's saying, because I think I'm a lot better conversationally.
Yes, I agree. I think that's kind of what we're better at. I agree. Well, you want me to read mine?
Yeah, go ahead. 5-1.
Yep, so my top five corny pickup lines. Number five, I said, your hand looks heavy. Can I hold it for you?
They're all corny. But
they're all corny, but I don't mind that, right?
Do you think that would work on a girl?
I don't know if it would work, but I don't think there's no potential for it.
I think there
actually is a little bit of potential there.
That's a sweet one.
I think, yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like sweet. So a girl's like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like, no, you can't hold my hand because that's a little creepy. But like, I see what you're getting at. And I'm like, thank you. I'm just a quirky guy.
The point of pickup lines isn't for them to like, you know,
fall in love with you. Yeah.
Get swept off their
honestly
feet.
Spark conversation.
It's just for them to laugh and be like, oh, this guy. Like, first off,
he's got couleons.
He's got couleons. He came up and talked to me, and he's not like a creep. He's not coming up like.
Yeah, no. It, the context matters. If I'm going up to a girl and like shaking and like you know what I mean, like doing this whole
thing.
Even
if you're a little nervous, but I'm talking about if you're like being a creep.
Yeah, exactly. And you can kind of intuitively tell if he's a creep.
Oh yeah.
My number four, guys. I said for my Italian girls, why provolone when we can prove together?
What's the prove?
Provolone.
No, I know. That's funny. That's a good one.
That's not bad, right?
Would you say to this girl, you're an Italian girl, so I'm using this one on you?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Because that makes you look like you have a catalog and you do it with other girls. That might be a red flag.
Nah, Italian girls, nah. They definitely want to...
Oh, yeah. We just watched Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah,
the culture is different over there.
No, they definitely want to, like... Even if it's Italian-American, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because Italian-American girls love telling you they're Italian.
I really think...
I mean, I do. I'm Italian-American. I love telling people I'm Italian.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You know?
I like that one.
All right, so my number three. Sorry, I was in that. Number three. Are you a fruit? Because honeydew, you knew... Oh, wait, hold on. I messed that whole thing up. Okay, let me try it again. My number three. Are you a fruit? Because honey, do you know how fine you look right now?
Honey,
do you know how fine you look right now?
These got me cheesing.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie. I'm thinking about what my reaction would be if somebody said that. That's not bad, though.
No, but people always talk about it. Girls would never do pickup lines to a guy. No, probably not. Like, wouldn't you be cheesing if a girl did a pickup line?
I feel like after every pickup line like this, I would say the girl would be like, "You're so goofy."
I'm like, yup. I guess I am.
Yeah. I'll be your jester. You know.
Already the Joker.
Yeah, we already are at this rate.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
My number two. I don't have a library card, but do you mind if I check you out?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a confident one. You gotta be confident to say that one.
No, that's a good one, too.
That's good, right?
I could see that one working.
I could see it working, too, but you got to be confident. You can't be the one. Like, number five, the hand looks heavy one, you could be shaking doing that.
Yeah.
Number two, if you're shaking doing that, it's going to ruin it.
Do you almost envision yourself saying these with a little smolder and maybe I do. A bit of an eye drop.
Maybe one of our skits or something. Maybe we'll ask one of these at the bar.
Yeah.
It would be funny.
That'd be funny.
My number one, guys, I said, let me tie your shoes because I don't want you falling for anyone else.
See.
I think that one I could definitely, I'm not saying I could pull someone off it, but I think I could try.
this would take a lot of confidence because, like, it could come off as creepy. But if a girl had her shoe untied, dude, this could be a game changer.
I don't think it would come off that creepy, though, honestly. If you look like a creep, yeah. But if you look like a creep, there's not much hope for you.
Great. Not much hope for us.
Catfish. Yep.
I keep hitting my mic. Let me tie your shoes because I don't want you falling.
I like my top five. I think they were pretty good.
I thought yours were good, yeah.
I haven't read yours yet, so I'm excited, actually.
Okay. All right, ready? Yep. I'll say them out loud. So my number five corny pickup line is, did your license get suspended for driving guys like me crazy?
Ooh, that's pretty good for a five. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Did your license get suspended?
You gotta find the...
And that's not a creepy one.
No.
Like, not at all. Like, that's, like, kind of clever.
It's got to start with a true question.
I like the question ones, too.
Because the question ones are, like, you had someone that...
What's that?
I don't know. I don't have a library card. That's what you had.
Yeah, yeah.
My mind just went blank.
It's all right. Happens.
But I restarted. My next one is a classic one, so I didn't want to put it up top, but it's, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Yeah, and I've probably heard that one the most. Like, I actually feel like everyone knows that one.
Yeah. This is a borderline dad joke, because they love saying...
That's what I was going to... This reminds me of a dad joke almost.
Dads will say, because you're only 10 I see.
Yeah, and you're like...
give it up! Give it up for the people in the crowd!
Yep.
This is the one that you don't really use. Yeah, you just don't use this one out.
Yeah, no, actually, nobody uses this one. Like, every other one so far, I like. Don't use that one, because she's going to be like, he didn't put much effort into picking that one.
Yes.
You get what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
my number three is, this is another corny one. Are you tired from running through my mind all day?
Okay, now this is the first one where I can officially say this might be a little creepy. Like, it's starting to inch towards that line of being creepy.
I like looked right into the camera, and then I'm looking at him, and I just hear, now that's creepy.
No. It's not fully creepy. It's just starting the process of getting creepy.
Because you're saying basically I've been thinking about you all day.
Yeah, and then she's like, wait, like, is this like dude been following me? And if you look like a creep, it's over for you.
It's
you're going to be arrested.
See ya.
Like,
bye-bye.
The cops are coming.
Yep, they're on their way.
Yep.
Already called.
Already fleck. Jester, Joker story origin.
How about another one? My number two, my mom told me that life is a deck of cards, so you must be the queen of hearts.
That's a cute one. That's not creepy. I like that one.
It's a deck of cards.
Nice one. I like that a lot.
It's almost like I would say that to my mom.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's cute. I don't mind
like,
that
I would
at
say
all.
To my mom, I heard that life is a deck of hearts, so you must be the deck of cards.
Yeah, I might try these out on one of my boys, you know.
My number one, Chris, I'm excited about this one. My number one, I'm going to sue Spotify for not including you in the hottest singles of the week.
Oh, man, that's a confident one for sure.
Oh,
you got to be confident one.
Because you come at them with, I'm going to sue Spotify. They're like, what the hell? Why are you telling me?
Yeah, they're like, what the hell is this dude doing?
You're getting Joe Rogan off the podcast?
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
No, I was just reading it again. Hottest singles of the week. Shit.
Singles of the month of the year.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like that one.
It's always the puns. You got to go with the puns.
Yeah, no. We used to love the puns. Trust me. We had a field day with them back in the day.
Yeah. Headlines that caught our eyes, forced jokes. We thought we were already fleck.
Oh, I know. Really, though.
Turns out we really were.
Those were our corny pickup lines. I thought most of them were pretty good.
I was cheesing the whole time, and I had a good time saying
it. I thought they were funny. Yeah, definitely went better than I thought. If you guys use them on a girl and it works, let us know.
Oh, yeah. Hit us up. Hit us up and give us credit.
I mean,
credit
please, us. No, please let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could use them, you know?
MLA format, credit us in the bibliography.
Yeah, literally.
So, that was a good segment.
Yep. So, I mean, I think this is the wrap of the pod, right?
Yeah, guys, I appreciate you listening. And I think, as always, we appreciate you guys listening, seriously.
Yeah, and like we just started last week, right? We're going to end it with a quote that we really like that we want you guys to, you know, leave off with a good note, right?
Yeah.
So, without further ado... This is a quote that I love, and I wrote this one down in my notes, and I always think about this one sometimes because, you know, we always talk about making ordinary days, you know, really good days.
Exactly.
So I said, fall in love with the process rather than the outcome. Achieving your goal only changes your life for the moment.
Take care, guys.
See you guys.